Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Tuesday, Halloween, 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's on the boards today. Good morning.
Good morning. And happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you. Are you, so why are you wearing your mask already? I know. Little joke. Little joke. Hey, are you doing anything? Are you trick-or-treating tonight?
I'm preparing for kids. I'm making some cupcakes and waiting for kids.
You're making cupcakes?
Yep.
Ooh. Gonna put them in little bags?
Yeah, just bags, candies, apples.
Wow. You know, you're making homemade treats and you don't see that a lot anymore.
I don't know. I just feel like it will be better. And also, I have some neighbors who's in the wheelchair. I would like to bring them some.
Oh. Well, that's kind of different. Yeah. I walk around with a shot glass in my neighborhood and, you know, see if anybody. I go trick-or-treat to, like, the fifth house, and then I just kind of stumble home. Anyway.
Maybe I'll try also.
Yeah. Hey, what kind of weather are we going to have for tonight on Halloween? Mostly cloudy, then becoming sunny today with a high near 75. And tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 50. Most of the kids are in and out, though. A lot of kids have done, a lot of families have taken their kids to events over the weekend. But there'll still be some out tonight. So it won't be too cold. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 79, almost 80. And a low around 51. Now, starting on Thursday, we have a 20% chance of showers. It looks like a 40% chance of showers on Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, a chance of showers. But it didn't give any percentages there. It doesn't make any difference. The parade out in the city of Shasta Lake, the Veterans Day Parade is going to go, rain or shine. And it is just a great parade. It starts at 10 o'clock out there. So you want to get there. If you want to, you can get there early and eat breakfast down at the fireman's, at the firehouse there. Or you can just come in and park and get a great spot. And it's over 100 entries again. Largest parade north of Fresno in California. Now, the weather reports are always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business that gives just great service. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans there. They treat their customers like friends. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. So yesterday, I'm kind of perusing what's going on in our area. And I see an article in the Shasta Scout that mentions in the agenda items for today at the Board of Supervisors meeting, they're bringing up a raise. That's right, a raise for the Board of Supervisors. It's not just any raise. It's a 65% raise. They're making $4,500 a month now to more than $7,300 a month, plus $5,000 annual vehicle allowance. Now, Kevin Cry, when they talk to him, is totally against it, as he says. He says the timing is terrible. I mean, right now with inflation and everything else, our county employees are just getting crushed like most of America. And I think the most egregious thing I've always read going back for years is when politicians give themselves a raise. Now, why did this even come up? And it could be reasons that it had to come up. But I'll be surprised. Not totally surprised, but I'd be surprised if they passed this raise. This is like almost a $3,000 a month raise on taxpayers' money. Now, the $500 a month for vehicle expenses, you know, I'm not too upset about that because they go to a lot of different events and they travel throughout their area. I would like to see them, instead of just giving $500, have them, you know, do a keep track of their mileage and everything like people do when they're getting paid for mileage. But this bringing it up now is such a surprise. Why would they even do that? With the way that, I mean, when I saw it yesterday, I couldn't believe it. So I looked it up on the board's agenda, and sure enough, that's what it says. And yeah, then there's other things like dating back years that they were talking about, you know, like for CalPERS and insurance and all that. There's been not that many changes on that. But the raise was really a surprise. Now, they haven't had a raise, though. Let's think about it. They haven't had a raise since, like, what's it say, 2002? And even lost money during the Great Recession. They had their money cut. Now, also on the discussion today on the agenda, they're going to do a discussion about the Hart Intercivic voting machines, Citizens Election Advisory Committee to a commission, giving it broader powers, and putting a question on the March ballot, asking voters if they'd like to change Shasta County from a general law county to a charter county. Yeah, it gives the county more leeway to do things. Also, and by the way, I'm paraphrasing things from a Mike Mangus article on KRCR news page. And it's a good article. Mike does a great job. Talking about the Secretary of State sent a letter to the board and county clerk and registrar of voters, Kathy Darlin Allen, said the unfounded theory that Shasta County is grandfathered in ahead of the passage of AB 969 and may still conduct a hand count during elections is wholly without merit and has no basis in law. So she's saying, nope, you can't hand count ballots next November. So it's going to be interesting to see what kind of a voting system we have come November. We do have one in March coming up on things like changing names, the recall on Kevin Cry will be, I think, settled in March, one way or the other. Anyway, those are things going on at the Board of Supervisors meeting. It should be an interesting meeting today. Dolores, good morning. Hello, Dolores.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
I'm calling to respond to what you were reading there in regarding about the what's going on for the Board of Supervisors this morning. I think you were talking about the raise, correct?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. I just want to give you a heads up. I know, in fact, that it was Tim Garman who put it on there. He didn't want to put his name because he didn't want to, you know, he didn't want his name out there. But it was Tim Garman who put that item on the agenda.
Can he put something on the agenda? I thought the only person that could put it on the agenda was Patrick Jones.
Yep. He asked him to put it on there.
Oh, he did?
Yep. Absolutely. So that's why it doesn't have a name, because Tim Garman is not willing to step up to the plate and put his name as that he requested that. So he knows the outcome of what's going to happen for him putting that on there if his name's on there.
So you're saying it was Tim Garman, but we can't prove that.
Oh, well, I got it from somebody who actually...
that would know that. Well, okay.
Absolutely.
But we can always check that.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that without knowing the truth, and I'm about putting the truth, and I usually don't say something if I don't have a fact, so I'm just letting you know. It's pretty sad that they're doing that now, and everything that's been going on. And
I don't know why they would even, I don't even know why Jones would even put that forward right now.
Well, I guess Tim Garman voted for Patrick Jones' shooting range, so he's got to give him something. You know?
Oh, so now you're saying that they're bribing each other with votes.
Well, why else would he put it on there knowing that, you know, and then not putting his name on it?
I would be interested to see what the vote is on this.
Yeah.
And what the discussion is. That's going to be interesting today.
Yeah. So I just thought I'd give, you know, let you know. That's what I know for sure, 100% is the truth.
But we'll find out. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area on Aging and their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. And what this means is they come out to your house and they take a look at your home and they'll put up, grab rails and railings and other things so it's safer in your house so that older adults and persons with disability can avoid serious falls inside their home. For more information or to get into this program, give them a call at 530-842-1687. 7:15 in the morning here, 44 degrees, and we'll be right back.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Get ready for an adrenaline-packed showdown like no other at Wind River Resort and Casino as Primal Fighting Championships presents Fight Night. Saturday, November 11th, Fight Night will bring you the excitement of amateur, pro, and titled MMA fights. Tickets start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. This action-packed night sells out fast. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic. A longtime favorite, created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Take me home tonight.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Tuesday, Linda's on assignment, 7:19 in the morning here on Halloween, the 31st of October, and beautiful sunrise. We're watching it come up through our window on the world here in the studios, outlooking or onlooking Market Street as people starting to get ready to go to work. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work injuries, delays, insurance, whatever, and you don't know what's going on, but it's affecting your life, it's affecting your family, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Veteran, former law enforcement, lawyer, worked for insurance companies a couple years and said, oh, that's not what I want to do. So now he's representing those who have been injured. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. One of our callers, Dolores, said that it was Tim Garman that put on about the raise for the supervisors, the $3,000 raise, and she may be very sure, but it her source could be may not have known. So I am not saying he did. I mean, maybe he did, but I don't know for sure. So just take that in consideration. But it should come out at some point who's the one that put that on there. Somebody else is leaving Shasta County Health Services. Dean Germano, who was CEO of Shasta Community Health Center, announces his retirement. He's been there for like 32 years as head of the Shasta Community Health Center. His wife retired from teaching a couple years ago, and Dean says she's going out and enjoying life, and she said, if you want to come with me, maybe it's time for you to retire. Nothing to do with politics or anything else, but Germano has built the Shasta Community Health Center from 23 employees working in the basement of an old county hospital to a multi-million dollar multi-site operation with like 500, it's taking care of 40,000 patients and 500 employees. Multiple sites providing a wide range of services. I just felt now it was, he says, I'm not leaving the community. I'm just figured it's time to step down. As I said earlier, it helps that my wife's been retired from the educational world for at least 2 years now, and she's not waiting for me to do the things that she wants to do. Good move, Dean. Good move. His advice, keep smiling in good times and bad, and try to keep everybody else smiling. Anyway, he's going to leave in March. I don't know, end of February, beginning of March 2024. Gives the county a long time to find somebody to fill his spot. Done a lot for our community, and good luck. We appreciate that. Appreciate what he did. In Colorado, it appears that a heavily armed man was in an amusement park and broke in during the night, and night before last. And he was armed. He had explosives in his car and a plan to shoot up this amusement park in Colorado. However, he killed himself before he went on this rampage, unlike this last guy in Maine who went on the rampage and then killed himself. And he had a note scrawled on the wall, I am not a killer. This guy was found dead in the women's bathroom at Glenwood Canyon's Caverns Adventure Park by a maintenance crew on Saturday morning before the park opened to the public. And he had died from a gunshot wound. And he was, like I said, heavily armed. A message saying, I'm not a killer, I just wanted to get into the caves, was written on the wall. So, here's somebody else. Wouldn't it be fortunate or that a person, instead of killing other people like this, like this guy did, decided, I'm not a killer. So he just, then he killed himself. Rather than kill innocent people. They said that the guy in Maine, that his family had reached out to the police in June saying there's something wrong with him. And maybe, of course, then he went into a self-admitted into a mental institution for a couple of weeks. And as the police, and we talked about this yesterday, pointed out the fact that the since he was self-admitted and he stayed in there a couple of weeks and came out, that there was no reason for his name to be put on any databases as opposed to being involuntarily committed. One of Newsom's new plans is to be able to put people in conservatorships and put them into mental institutions without their consent. But in this case, back in Maine, that's what he did. He put himself in, and as the sheriff pointed out, there's lots of people that seek out help from mental health experts. I guess, could you say, marriage counseling, would that be it? There are, family therapist type people. Maybe that's reaching out too far. That's probably reaching too far. But people that are suffering from depression, from other, I don't know, OCD. Do you know what that is, Christina? Obsessive compulsive disorder where you have to do something.
Oh, yes, I do.
You know what that is? Yeah, you probably call it something else. Yeah, but it's the same thing, OCD. My brother-in-law, who is a doctor, besides being a little dyslexic, can you imagine how hard it was for him to get through medical school? And he's a great doctor. He has a little bit of OCD where he puts all the labels on cans in the pantry, all have to be facing out, and they're all in the same groups, like cereal, vegetables, in order in the vegetables. And I would just go in there and just turn them around and sometimes change the order. And then he'd go in, he would never say a word to me. He would just go in there and fix them back. Yeah. It wasn't any fun if he's not going to react to it. So, okay. We have a number of guests waiting to come on here at the 7:30 break. So, one last thing. Matthew Perry, as you know, they found him dead. And you can't imagine if you just look at the news, different news agencies, there's many articles about it. And, retired coroner, his conjecture on it, like he's actually even seen anything. No. What did they find there? I mean, the fact is it was a tragedy. He's 54 years old. He drowned in a hot tub. That he had, that he had said, I don't want to be remembered for friends, but for beating the addiction that had driven his life. And he said, you could tell if I was drinking or if I was on drugs by the way I looked on the show. And he said, if I was real thin, I was doing drugs. And if I had gained weight, it was because I was drinking. And I saw a excerpt from a friend's, on a reel or something, and he looked like he weighed, he was just almost emaciated, and I remember what he said. That must have been during his drug era there. And then you see him in another reel, a couple years later, and he's a lot heavier. So, and this is what he said from his book. But everybody's got all this conjecture, and they don't want to wait to find out what really what killed him. Was it a heart attack or what? So, okay. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, a bike, a car, a truck, then reach out to Reading Electric Utility and visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available that can help pay for the cost of your vehicle and charging station, at your house, of course. That's REU. cityofreading.org/EV for more information. 7:30 in the morning here on Halloween. We'll be right back.
Never, 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 never. Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Giramonti in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Giramonti. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak. The savory tri-tip benedict. The hot honey crispy chicken. The colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment this morning. It's Tuesday. She's always on assignment on Tuesdays. We know that, right, Christina? Yes. It's going to be a nice evening tonight for Halloween with all the little gremlins and goblins and elves and whatever they're dressed up at. They're going to be out there, but be careful. They may not be thinking about anything but candy, and they can run out in the street. So be very careful tonight, especially around dusk. So we don't want to have any incidents like that with the parents who are going to be watching them, but just be careful out there. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. I want a Kubota tractor. I want a small one that I can put in my backyard. And really what I want to do is put it down where at the stables where we keep our horse so I can go in there and just plow up everything that she has deposited for a week at one time without staying out there for hours. But NorCal Tractor and Equipment has it all. Small to large, rent it for a day, lease it, or buy it. Skid steers, side-by-sides, tractors, backhoes, they have it. They have it all. You do it all, they do it local. It's locally owned, locally operated, located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. And I'm here with Stacy Zhang. Pretty close. Good morning from the Shasta County Child Support Services. And you are getting ready to have a big event. Well, it started already.
Yes. Good morning. And we are having a big event coming up. It's our third annual Winter Coat event. We are running our donation drive through December 1st.
Okay. Now, these are this is for kids who are having problems getting clothing.
We do welcome
obviously.
Right. We do welcome families with all backgrounds, all financial needs to come to our drive-through event, which is when we'll distribute the coats. So there is a need here in Shasta County, and we're happy to serve our community by hosting this event.
Now you're looking for new coats.
Correct. New coats, preferably with tags.
Okay. And all sizes?
All sizes are welcome. All sizes and styles.
Okay. So, but you're really kind of looking for also for coats for teenagers. So it's not just your 6, 7, 8, 9-year-olds. Really, teenagers too. That's usually kind of a harder one to get or that are donated. Is that correct?
You're right, Carl. In the past, we've received a generous amount of coats in lots of various sizes, but we do often run out of the larger sizes for our teenagers. So if donations can be including the larger sizes, even in adult sizes, would be sufficient.
Sure, teenagers are adults.
Almost.
Almost. Yes. I mean, in size. Stacy, tell me about how'd you get into this?
So Child Support Services, at the heart of Child Support Services, we serve the families. So this is just one way of giving back to the community and the families that we serve. And we started this 3 years ago in partnership with another agency, and we just decided to continue it as an annual giveaway.
So how many coats do you give away usually?
Last year, we gave away 200 coats.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the ones, the families there, they're lower-income families, I would imagine.
Well, we don't do a registration,
right.
So we don't have a requirement as far as what their background is. But if they are in need, then we do encourage them to come to the coat event.
And then they just have to drive in. And
correct.
And then do they pick the coats?
So it's a drive-through. It's a first-come, first-served basis. We do try to give them an option. However, it is based on what is available. So we will ensure that we can try to get them the right size.
Okay. I mean, they get out of the cars and try and stuff on or
no?
No. Huh?
No, they don't get to try them on. It is a drive-through, so we try to keep it moving pretty quickly. However, we do let them see it first and then hand out the coat to them.
So if I drive up in my Maserati and say I want a coat, do you give me one?
If you have the children present and you need one and you're there, we will give you a coat.
Really? Do you spit on the car afterwards?
Well, maybe you're renting the car.
maybe I'm renting a Maserati to go down and pick up a free coat.
Yeah.
That's how I got the Maserati. I go out and get free coats. Okay. How did you get into this, though, Stacy? How long have you been working with the county of Shasta and the Shasta County Child Support?
I've been with the department for a little over a year and a half.
Okay. And what got you into that? Is this something that you're interested in, obviously?
Yes. So serving my community is something that I've always wanted to do. But after learning more about the child support program, I saw the purpose of the program and how valuable it was to really ensure that families are getting the support they need. And when you see the difference you can really make, that's what keeps me going in my job. So that is my reasoning for being with the department.
What other things does the child support services do? So, I mean, this is kind of, you know, we're giving coats to kids. I mean, people can see that. I mean, that's something you can touch and hold and all that. What are the kind of things y'all do?
Right. So child support services, we work with families as a neutral party to promote parental responsibility so that children can receive the support they need from both parents, even when they don't share the same household. We offer services to locate absent parents. We also do DNA testing for parentage. We help establish and enforce financial and medical support orders. And then we also assist with legal processes through that entire child support needs.
Okay. DNA testing, huh?
Yes.
But, you know, I think about these TV shows, you know, these horrible TV shows, which I don't watch, but I've read about them, where they come on and they do a DNA test of a couple to see if it's their child, and sometimes it's not. And then they make a whole show out of that. It's a, but I guess people are saying, well, I don't think that's my child. And then you have to establish it. So then you can get, you know, so the father or, well, the mother can get the support they need or give the support they need.
That's absolutely correct. Establishing parentage is important not only for that part of it, but for the child as well. It offers them the security to receive benefits in the future.
Okay. But this one right here. Now, coach for kids and teenagers from, gosh, what size? Toddlers to adult size, really, for the older kids.
Yes. So toddler size all the way through adult sizes are welcome.
And these are new coats with tags.
Yes.
Okay. Now, where can you drop these coats off?
So the coats can be dropped off at our main office at 2600 Park Marina Drive. We are also partnered with other locations. There's going to be the Anderson Health and Human Services office, and then also the Shasta Lake Health and Human Services office, Golden Valley Bank in Redding, and any Shasta County, Tri-Counties Bank branches.
Okay, and Golden Valley Bank, the one on Hempstead.
Correct.
Number 100. Any Tri-County Bank, Health and Human Services on Shasta Dam Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. The one down in Anderson, I don't know where that's at. Or the one right here at Park Marina Drive. It's a great program for kids. You don't want kids going to school cold. And I understand the part about being new because some people may have, you know, child's coats at home that are almost new, in really good shape, but, you know, the kid goes to school and somebody points out to him, that was my coat yesterday. Or is that part of it?
I'm not sure. That is a possibility.
Families wear hand-me-downs. You know?
Right.
So,
yeah,
okay.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with hand-me-downs. It's a great way to recycle and repurpose. But
this is a way, too, to make sure the coats are in good shape and,
right.
And the fact there's nothing, you know, that they don't have to be laundered so much
exactly.
And all that. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I understand. Okay. So if you want to help out kids in our city from families that probably are having problems making all the ends meet and think about, well, they can wear that coat one more year, you can donate a coat to the Shasta County Child Support Services. You've got a bunch of other things there in front of you.
Yes. Yeah. So I did want to add, too, that we do accept monetary donations. So cash donations can be dropped off at our main office as well.
Well, that makes sense. So you can go out and buy the coats.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you gave out 200 coats last year.
Yes. Our goal this year is 300. So we're hoping to
can you give away 300?
Goal. I think so. I think we can do it, but we do need the community's help with that.
Well, if you gave away 200, and were there still people in line last
year? There were.
Oh,
there
okay.
were some people that we
couldn't help because of sizes and that kind of thing. You know, you don't think about it because, you know, I've got a – Linda buys me a coat on a whim. So I've got coats that I probably don't even wear. which are in really good shape. And so those end up down at Goodwill or one of the other places around here, so people have something to wear. I mean, they're in wonderful shape, and we wash them before we send them down. But this is a good way to help kids that need these. And the Shasta County Child Support Services is having their 2023 Winter Coat Drive. And you can donate at the Child Support Services at 2600 Park Marina Drive, Health and Human Services on Shasta Dam Boulevard, Health and Human Services in Anderson. Do you know where that's located at?
Yes, it's the building at the 2889 East Center Street in Anderson.
In Anderson. Golden Valley Bank on Hempstead Drive or any of the Tri-County banks. And this is going to occur when? When does the handout, or not handout, but when are the coats distributed?
So the actual coat event is on December 2nd, and it'll be starting at 9 o'clock in the morning until supplies run out. So we'll announce more details soon, but it is scheduled for December 2nd.
Where?
The location is still being determined.
Oh, it's going to keep it a secret, huh, to the last minute?
We'll definitely make an announcement on our Facebook, on our website, and we'll post flyers around town as well.
You can tell us, too.
Absolutely.
We'll get the
I'll
word
let you
out.
Know, Carl.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for coming in today, Stacy Zhang, from the Child Support Services over at Shasta County. You know, you like to see things like this happen, where you can get, you know, you gave away 200 coats last year and didn't quite have enough, so this year maybe we can get 300 coats to hand out. And ones that are not used, of course, you probably put, you know, in storage for next year.
We do save it for the following year. However, we haven't had that happen. So
haven't had that happen.
Yeah,
so
we give
all
out
sizes,
every single
I mean,
one.
So you give out all sizes. I can imagine that must be tough if you have, you know, with three kids come in and you got two sizes and not the third.
That does happen.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Okay. Well, thank you so much. And for more information, who do they call?
For more information, they can call me at 530-229-8767 or our main line, which is 866-901-3212.
And you're also on Facebook?
Yes.
And Shasta County Child Support Services?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for this and for what you all are doing out there. And good luck. I hope you get 300 coats this year.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for having me on the radio. We are looking forward to making this year our best one yet. So.
Well, I'd like you to come back and tell us what happened. And
I will.
Something like that.
Okay.
And how well, you know, how well you all did. We're looking for 300 coats this year.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Louth's Landscape Supply at 6023 Churn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, U-cart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Louth's Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Louth's Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to nanowrimo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. Okay, we played a little bit longer because I was looking at something else. I was reading this article I'm going to talk about here in a second. I couldn't believe it, but I need to share this. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation. The only hospital here in town with this Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. What's that mean? Well, it's 3D high resolution. That means it's less intrusive, faster recovery times, less pain. It's a great system that the doctors there are trained to use. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We've talked about the how Democrat cities have kind of lost control of it. I saw a headline about Portland, and I can't find it again, that says they're going to outlaw camping in the city of Portland. That's going to be interesting. But the one in Boston said the mayor is enacting a new rule, will go into effect tomorrow, giving police authority to dismantle a homeless tent city in a neighborhood of Boston that's been used to shield drug use and other crimes. It's known as the Methadone Mile. And they're going to add a lot of police down there. In the corner of this main street's down there, known as Methadone Mile, has for years been occupied by tents and tarp covers and dwelled in by people with substance addiction. It's been riddled with crime, as you can probably imagine, and a report said that the residents of the tent city have been notified of the new rule in several languages. Any newcomers to the camp will be met by a coordinated team of social workers and law enforcement who informed them that no new tents will be allowed, and they're going to start taking it down. This is a new mayor there. She inherited this, and her name is Wu, Michelle Wu. And she inherited this from former Mayor Marty Walsh before he was called up to serve in the Biden administration, obviously on his splendid record of law enforcement and all this. So she's going to allow police to remove tents and tarps in the first step, followed by connecting them with housing and other services. And they're going to be offered a ride to temporary housing, but will not be allowed to camp there any longer. So you're starting to see these cities, blue cities, that are starting to try and take their cities back. Now, I have refrained from talking about the Rocky Horror Theater production at Axiom Theater because I wanted to wait for Linda. And I'm sure that she'll want to talk about this. But if you have never seen that on this stage, I think a lot of people have seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's similar, but different. We know people that we would say to them, you probably don't want to go see this. Adult-oriented show. No nudity or anything like that. Nope, wouldn't like that. But if you've ever been to one of these shows, I was wearing my sports coat and you know, shirt, Levi's. Linda was dressed. She had some outfit on, not a costume, but you know, whatever, you know, she wears. And watching the people dressed up for this theater extravaganza, and this is just one night. You know, it went for 2 weeks. And this was the last Friday. They closed on Saturday here, so you can't see this thing. But watching people dressed up, and I will have to admit, this is the first time that I've walked into the men's room with a guy in a skirt in there going to the bathroom. And it was hilarious watching the people in the costumes. And then you get a swag bag if you buy it. And you get a swag bag that's got things in it. And you're looking at it. And there's a roll of toilet paper in the bag. And you have to ask yourself, what's a roll of toilet paper doing in the bag? And I'm just going to give you the one instance. It's because when there's, you know, part of the dialogue is they say, "Great Scott," a couple of times. And this is Scott toilet paper. And people start throwing it around the theater. And I'm not kidding you. The theater was covered in toilet paper. Covered, at least in the lower rows. I don't know about the upper echelons, but people were throwing toilet paper around there. It was hilarious, which is just part of the Rocky Horror Show. Is it for children? No. Is it for many adults we know that are maybe not as liberal in their theater habits as we are? No. But was it hilarious? Yes. Were the people that were in this putting on a great show? Yes. And let me tell you, Jay Stedman of Moonstone, Stedman and his wife were both in this, played a great part. He played Rocky Horror. And it was amazing how he had changed his physical appearance for this show. And anyway, if you have not seen it, again, it's pretty far out there for especially in Reading, but it played to a full house. People were having a great time, laughing. Reciting along with the characters, because the Rocky Horror has been around since 1973, and it's been a staple of many theater organizations. It was on Broadway, and of course the movie. So, anyway, we got to take a break for the news, and we're gonna be right back after the news.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
I'm Rich Thomason. Nothing short of total victory, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is dismissing the idea of a truce in the war on Hamas.
Just as the United States would not agree to a ceasefire after the bombing of Pearl Harbor or after the terrorist attack of 9/11, Israel will not agree to a cessation of hostilities with Hamas after the horrific attacks of October 7.
The Biden administration says it cannot support a truce.
Despite calls from the UN, the Pope, and others for a ceasefire in Gaza, the White House doesn't believe a ceasefire is the right answer right now.
We believe that a ceasefire right now benefits Hamas, and Hamas is the only one that would gain.
However, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. favors temporary humanitarian pauses for aid to be moved in. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In a battlefield success, Israel reports the death of a senior Hamas commander. The Israelis say he directed the deadly October 7th terror attack on innocent Israeli civilians. On Capitol Hill this morning, pro-Palestinian protesters demonstrating, shouting ceasefire now, interrupting a Senate hearing on President Biden's $105 billion aid request for Israel and Ukraine. Secretary of State Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin testifying at that hearing on Capitol Hill. The conference board's closely watched Consumer Confidence Index dropping to a five-month low this month. It's the third straight monthly decline in that key barometer of consumer sentiment. Consumer spending is a major driver of the U.S. economy, and that's why this Consumer Confidence Index is so closely followed. Watching Wall Street, stocks have turned positive now. The Dow is up 17 points, the Nasdaq 8 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Britain's King Charles has arrived in Kenya, his first state visit to a Commonwealth country as monarch.
The king will be talking about conservation during this trip, as well as reflecting on some of the ties that bind Kenya to Britain. There's a lot that they share in terms of trade, also in terms of security. Kenya hosts a training camp for British troops. And while the king will not be visiting them, he will be here in the city meeting young entrepreneurs in the technology sector and also going to the coastal city of Mombasa to see some of the marine conservation efforts.
The BBC's Anne Soy. Hong Kong's leader is defending the rules for the upcoming local elections as open and fair after an electoral overhaul effectively barred the city's remaining pro-democracy activists from joining the race. The city's largest pro-democracy party will be absent in December's district council election. Townhall.com. British investigators looking into the circumstances surrounding the on-ice death of an American, a former NHL player.
South Yorkshire police are investigating the death of American ice hockey player Adam Johnson after his neck was cut by a skate blade in an English game. The English governing body has reacted by making all ice hockey players wear neck guards from the start of 2024. Johnson was playing for the Nottingham Panthers at the Sheffield Steelers when he suffered the skate cut in a Champions Cup game. Johnson was a 29-year-old Minnesota native. He appeared in 13 NHL games with the Pittsburgh Penguins. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The Texas Rangers have taken Game 3 of the World Series. It was a 3-1 victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Rangers now holding a 2-1 lead over the Diamondbacks in the Fall Classic. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 31st of October, Halloween. It's going to be a nice night tonight, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Christina's at the helm.
Good morning, and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. You've already been baking and buying and
everything. It's my first Halloween. I'm getting ready.
Is this your first one?
Yep. I arrived last year in the beginning of October, but I just was like a few weeks here, so I didn't really get the Halloween mood.
But you're in it now.
Yes. I'm getting ready. I'm waiting for all the kids. My doors are open. But I won't say the address, sorry.
Do you live in a house, right?
No, I live in an apartment.
An apartment, but kids still come by.
Yeah, but it's really nice neighborhood. I like it.
Well, that's great. Do we have a national day today?
Halloween and Magic Day.
Magic Day, National Magic Day. Whoa. It's appropriate. Yeah, I like that.
Today is a really magic day for everybody. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, weather. It's going to be a nice night tonight. It's going to be about 50 degrees at the lowest, but it's going to be up to 75 today, sunny. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 79. Now, starting on Thursday, it looks like we have some chance at showers through next Monday. On Friday, a 30% chance of showers. Saturday, a chance of showers, but it doesn't mean anything. A high near 62, so we're going to be in the 60s the rest of the week after Wednesday. And then down in the lows around in the 50s, low 50s. So fall is here. Doesn't look like we're going to have another 90-degree day, but you can never tell. It's Northern California.
Veterans Day Parade. Rain or shine.
Rain or shine. We're there. Out there on the dais up there, sometimes we have shelter, sometimes we don't. It's okay. The weather report's always brought to you by a local business, a family-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They treat their customers as friends. It's a veteran-owned business. They've got a lot of different plans for people to help them keep their homes warm and their stoves on during the winter. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. And here it is, the last Tuesday of the month, and I have my friend, the CEO of Haven Humane, Mark Story.
Good morning. Happy Halloween.
Hey, sit down.
Yeah, I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand today. I'm going to get some exercise in today. How are you?
Better than you are. Okay, so a lot of things happen. A lot of things going on.
Is it
slowing down during this time of the year?
It hasn't slowed down in a year, and I don't expect it to slow down for quite some time. So.
Okay.
No, it's been the busiest I've ever seen it in 14 years. And I can't thank our team enough because they've been doing a fantastic job. We are still very full, and that's after we adopted out 177 dogs, cats, and goats in October. So we're still full even after that. So
177 animals
that were adopted out in October so far. So hopefully we get a couple today, or a few today. But and we've sent a lot of them to rescue organizations and other shelters who have made space for us. Which is great. We sent some are going out today to Butte Humane Society. I want to thank them out in Chico for helping us out a little bit because we're really full right now. And then hopefully tomorrow we're going to send some down to SAC SPCA, which is another one of our big partners. And so they've helped us out too. So we've been getting animals out as quickly as we can, but even so we're still really, really full, and it's just they've just been coming through the door. Every day, like nonstop.
Every day, two or three times a day, I see something from your Facebook page. Dogs found. Pets found.
Yeah, it's happening a lot more than two or three times a day.
Yeah, but sure. I mean, that's what I see on the Facebook. Are they a found pet, or are they just somebody's just dropped them off?
I think is the answer.
Yes, to both.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a little bit of everything, but the bottom line is we need this community to help us out, and they can help out by adopting or letting other people know about adopting. But beyond that, they can help out by making sure that their pets are spayed and neutered, make sure that they're microchipped, make sure they're licensed, make sure they're kept in the yard, in the house, and make sure they're taken care of, and that helps out. So every little bit helps when it comes to that, but everybody's got to do their part, or we get in the situation we're in right now.
Our next-door neighbors have trapped and neutered two of the cats in our neighborhood, and then there's this other one, this orange cat. No, it's a gray cat with the white paws. They've lost their fear of us and will sleep on top of the car, sleep in these planters. They'll sleep in those. They'll be sunning themselves in the backyard. And our neighbors got this gray and white one. They figured, okay, we're going to get this one neutered. It's already been neutered. So it's just kind of wandering around neutered. Yeah. We don't know who they belong to. We have an idea that we think they belong to this house way at the end of the street, and they don't take care of the neutering like they should. So
what I'm hearing is you and Linda are going to be coming by looking for a dog soon. That's what I'm hearing. That's what I got.
That was the only – you know what? When we had Snooki, there was no cats in our backyard or front yard.
I know.
That dog was just it was very territorial.
Well, we don't have a Snooki, but we have a lot of great dogs.
I bet. Okay. In fact, one of them's Loki.
Loki is a great dog.
This
Loki
looks like a German Shepherd.
He is a German Shepherd mix, but he's got a really narrow face. He almost kind of looks coyote-ish. He's super cute. He's such a cool dog. But Loki was featured on Mark's Monday Mashup this week, so you can take a look on our YouTube channel and see Loki in action. He's just shy of 3 years old. He's a beautiful German Shepherd mix with light fur and a long, pointy face. He loves to be with people, but can be alone comfortably, too. He's a pretty special dog. Our volunteer coordinator, Cassie, uses Loki as a training dog when showing new volunteers how to kennel and walk dogs for the dog walking and socialization volunteer positions. He's well-mannered. He walks easy on a leash and really enjoys walks. He's also a great jogging partner. He is good with other dogs. He actually has been part of our play group, so we're starting to back up our play group slowly. So he actually played with play group last week with some other dogs. We're not so sure about smaller animals. He's a little more reactive because he does have a little bit of a prey drive, but with large animals, he's absolutely great and loves to play. So we do recommend a home without young kids because he gets a little nervous around young children. But we think that would probably – you'd be able to work him out of that. But we recommend he goes to a home that doesn't have them there. And then small animals or
when
chickens.
You say young children, you mean like 3- and 4-year-olds?
Yeah,
as
like
opposed
small.
To 10 and 11-year-olds?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
So you could have kids that are –
yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
He mostly enjoys sniffing around and coming up to people for pets. He sits and shakes on command. Yeah, he knows all kinds of tricks. He's actually super, super smart. Loki is a love, and he gets excited, and he's just great. And so he is available for adoption right now, and he is sponsored. So his adoption is sponsored. So if you're interested in Loki,
he looks,
any of our amazing
his
animals,
picture, he's a light-colored German Shepherd, and he looks, from the photo, he looks just like a German Shepherd, even though he looks like, you know, he's a mix, obviously.
He does, yeah. He looks very German Shepherd. Like I said, he's got a narrower face than most German Shepherds, but he's a sweetheart. He really is a really cool dog. But, yeah, go on our YouTube, Haven Humane Society. Look at Mark's Monday Mashup. You can see him on that as well. So he's on there.
Why don't we bring Loki in Friday if you still got him?
That's up to Katrina. Let Katrina decide what she wants to do for.
She brings in great animals.
Yes,
boy,
she does.
I tell you what, this one last Friday. Such a friendly dog, and had a white spot on his face. It's a pity mix, and just a love.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who she brought in.
And then the lab she brought in was adopted that day, the week before. Mm-hmm. And his whole thing was he comes up to you, licks your hand, and then falls over and wants to have his belly rubbed. You know,
just like most guys. So, anyway, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank. Local board of directors, the whole enchilada, you might say. They've got four branches, Red Bluff, two here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. And they've been helping move people's dreams forward since the day they opened 16 years ago. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank, and we're real happy with them. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, inviting you to my fundraising dinner this November 18th. Anderson VFW, doors open at 4 p.m. Lots of great items, trips, and of course, lots of fantastic guns. Barbecue dinner by Rockin' Pete's. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, and with your support, I'd like to continue. Supervisor Jones's fundraising dinner this November 18th. For tickets, you can go to Jones's Fort or call me at 530-222-3223.
Mark your calendars and buckle up for the Cadillac CT5 giveaway at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play any of our exciting table games with your River Club card to earn entry. Weekly drawings every Friday and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. starting October 6th. All weekly drawing winners receive $200 in chips. Entries multiply as the weeks go on. Join us for the final drawing at 10 p.m. on Saturday, December 23rd for your chance to drive away in the car of your dreams. For details, go to WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not, no. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to nanowrimo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I hope y'all were dancing along with Christina and I. Well, it wasn't really dancing. It was just
No, it really wasn't.
The,
the head movements of that. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, locally owned, locally operated, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Great selection of jewelry. Super people down there. They take care of you down there, whether you're getting a watch repaired, getting a battery in your watch, or just a super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Four Winds Jewelry. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we talked about Loki, who sounds like a spectacular dog, and he's still there. You know what's happening is you guys are probably hiding him when people come.
No, I want him to go into a home. He's a great boy. I don't really get it. But, I mean, that's how it is with a lot of dogs.
Well,
and cats.
Looks like Reading Subaru's been stepped up.
Yeah, Reading Subaru's been great. So we want to thank Reading Subaru for donating $100 for every adoption that took place between October 16th and today, up to $3,100. So thank you for being a part of our team and helping out. We also want to thank Macy's in Reading for allowing customers to round up their purchase amount through today, which will be donated to Haven, which is great. So we want to thank them for sure.
Okay. North State Giving Tuesday, November the 28th.
Yeah, that's
coming up.
That's a big day. So thanks to the Community Foundation of the North State. You know, they put together a great program, and they really help donor dollars go farther on that day. So it will be Tuesday, November 28th. We're one of 190 nonprofits who participate. We are looking for four Power Hour sponsors. So they have Power Hours where the donor dollar goes even farther. And they have, like, most individual donors and different things during that Power Hour. And so we look for sponsors to help match during that Power Hour. And if you're interested in that, you can call Mandy at 241-5262. Again, that's Mandy, 241-5262, for the Power Hour sponsorship. So
it's like first and most and all this. And then
and
it gets matched with others.
Yeah, and they help the donor dollars go even farther. And then the Power Hour, like, we will match. So if you donate, say, $1,000 on that Power Hour, then we will basically we'll say that, you know, you're going to match up to $1,000.
What day is the 28th?
Tuesday. It's always
and you're going to be
Tuesday.
There. Oh, it's Giving Tuesday, of course. And you'll be here for that day.
I will not. Mandy will be here that day with you.
Where are you
going to
be?
I am going to be off. I'm coming back from Disneyland.
Disneyland.
Yes.
So are you looking for a 65% raise, just like the Board of Supervisors?
I am not looking for a raise, no.
I'm sorry, I choked. Every time I think about this, I choke. I'm sure, you know what? They're going to be talking about that in about 30 minutes at the Board of Supervisors.
And they're going to be talking about it in about 4 hours, too, is what I guess.
Yeah, and, you know, so this may be something. Hey, Christina, get us some popcorn. And big boxes of popcorn, and we'll just pull it up on the computer and sit there and watch this for a couple hours while this goes on. I would hope that, hey, let's just throw this one, you know, let's just skip everything else, throw this one up front and get it settled right away. So I'm sorry, my friends, when I saw this yesterday, and thank you, Shasta Scout, for putting it on your email to me, and then I got a hold of David Mong, who is their public affairs guy, who sent me sent me a press release, and then if you go to the Shasta Board of Supervisors agenda, you click on it and click on something else, it had it right out, all written out.
KRCR had it on their app, story on their app this morning too. I don't know when they posted that.
Yeah. No, they had a good article on it. Okay, vehicle donations.
Yeah, vehicle donations have been great. So I know that a lot of people have those vehicles. Yeah, we actually have gotten quite a few of them. I don't know what the exact number is. I think we're in the 20s. I think we're either 22 or 25. I can't remember exactly. Some of them are kind of, somewhere in the queue waiting to either be picked up or sold or whatever that case may be. But yeah, vehicle donations have been very helpful. So, and I know a lot of people have those vehicles that have just been sitting out there doing nothing. They're not really sure what to do with them. This is what you can do with them. You can call 855-500-7433. Again, that's 855-500-7433. Or you can click through our website, havenhumane.org, under ways to give and donate a vehicle. Our partner, Cars Inc., they will do everything. So they'll come out, they'll tow the vehicle, they'll give you a receipt for your taxes, they'll take care of all the paperwork. Mm-hmm. All you need is the pink slip. It doesn't have to be a car. It can be pretty much any vehicle. It does not have to be running.
Anything on wheels.
Yeah, anything on – well, no, boats too. So, I mean, I guess if they're on a trailer.
If it's on a trailer. If it's on a trailer, horse trailers, you know, cargo trailers, anything.
Yeah, all of that stuff can be donated, and then they sell it, and they do all the work, and they give us 80% of it, which is fantastic. So
it's a good deal.
It has been a huge deal, and I know people that, you know, they have cars or vehicles that they're like, what am I going to do with that thing? It's an eyesore.
I see cars and vehicles, you know, in people's yards, mm-hmm. and you know.
Right.
They're not, there's been this one vehicle, I'm not going to mention what it is. It's been sitting in front of this house on a side street. From ours, it's been there 15 years.
Yeah, it's a good.
Yeah, well, maybe 16 now, because that's however long I've lived there. It's been parked in the same spot for at least in that last 10 years.
Yeah, I would say good rule of thumb is if the grass that's underneath it is higher than the bottom of the door, it's time to get rid of it. Or if it's on the road and you've got cobwebs that are completely covering from the edge of the tire to through the wheel well. It's probably time to get rid of that.
Well, I offered to buy it, and the guy said that he wasn't going to sell it. He was saving it for his son. Well, it's been 15 years. I mean, I don't know if the son's in jail or
maybe he was an infant.
Or maybe, yeah.
Maybe he's got another year before he can drive. You never
know. Knows. It could be. Anyway, it's... I really wanted it too,
and I can tell.
I drive by it probably at least once a week just to look at it.
Yeah.
So
if you got one and you want to, or your neighbor has one, or your friend or family, then just let them know about this. It is a great way to help out, and they can help you get rid of an eyesore or something that you're just not sure what you're going to do with.
Vouchers for neutering.
Yeah, so we have lots of vouchers. We have them for three jurisdictions, so Shasta County, City of Reading, and City of Anderson. They're all a little bit different as far as the vouchers go, but they definitely help with spaying and neutering. The discount does depend on where you live. If you want more information on them, you can call 241-2550. That's our receiving and dispatch number, and they can give you more information
on that.
Some
of it can be almost the whole cost of it.
For the feral cats, yes, we do have in the City of Reading, the feral cat one does cover the whole cost.
Covers the whole cost.
Yeah, $350 a year is what we do with those, with this in cooperation with, in partnership with the City of Reading.
350 feral cats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we give out $350.
Is that even putting a dent in the population?
Yeah, I mean, every feral cat that's altered is one that's not going to reproduce. So every one puts a dent.
So you think 350, wow, that's a lot of cats out there. Well, we got six in our neighborhood, between four and six.
Well, we're doing more than 350 a year. That's just how many vouchers we have per year.
Wow. So if you've got them here in the City of Reading and you've got a couple of feral cats, can you get a trap from y'all?
Yeah, you can rent them. Yes.
Okay. And then bring them back and have them fixed, and you take them back out and drop them off again.
That's correct. And
in the same area
right now. So our couple things about the vet hospital. First, our fall walk-in clinic hours are now Wednesdays from 2 to 4 p.m. So we changed that from 8 to 10 a.m. to 2 to 4 p.m. And the first one will be tomorrow that we've changed that. So hopefully we don't have a bunch of people there at 8 a.m. It is outside our vet hospital. Cats must be in a carrier, and we encourage you to come a little bit early because there usually is a line. So that will be 2 to 4 until we get into the heat again, and then we'll go back to 8 to 10 a.m. Feral Fiesta Day, we're still doing the last Thursday of the month. We are spaying or neutering up to 50 feral cats on that day. Drop-off is at 7:15, and pickup is the same day at 4 p.m. We have vouchers available that take off from 44% to 100% of the surgery, making the cost $0 to $25 per cat. Vouchers are issued after the cat is dropped off, and we have a whole system in place to help with the vouchers and issuing as well for that day.
Do you have to pay and then you go someplace to get repaid, or is it just hand in the voucher?
No, you just get the voucher. Yeah, we have a system in place. They'll explain that to them when they check in.
All right.
And then our vet hospital is still doing 7 trap neuter return surgeries Monday through Thursday. Each day we do up to 7, and there's no daily limit per person. Each cat must be in its own trap and be at the vet hospital by 7:15 a.m. for check-in. And then, again, vouchers are available as well for the feral cats. So, if you're interested in more information on the vouchers, 241-2550 for that.
Okay. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. It's locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. The only place I've had my hair cut since moving to Redding many years ago. In fact, I'm going down there today to get my hair cut. You can make an appointment at 530-244-9478, which works great for me. I just make an appointment, show up, and get my hair cut. Or you can just drop in. If they've got an opening, they're more than happy to give you a haircut. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
There's not much time left today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Giramonti in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Giramonti. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more.
Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th Birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I let that play a little bit longer because Mark was dancing over there. It was pretty cool.
No, Mark wasn't.
Today, mostly cloudy, and then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 75. It's going to be a real nice night for all those little trick-or-treaters out there. Just be careful, my friends, when you're driving down the road at dusk or dark. They get excited and may run out in the streets, so be careful out there. I'm actually going to, even though the cost of candy has gone up astronomically over the last 2 years, something like 20%, and I'm still going to go out there and get my little bag of Snickers. And so when kids come up to the door, I'll give them a handful. I said, start eating it now. Make sure you get that chocolate high before you get home.
Nice. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Hide it underneath your bed so your dogs can get to it, so that it costs your parents several $1,000s to have their stomachs pumped.
Wow.
Well, you know, Halloween is tough
on
animals.
It's just a ball of joy this morning.
Well, you know, this is, you know, it's tough on animals. So you got to be careful with those. With the, you know, on a serious note.
Yeah, no, I was going to talk about
that. Around, yeah. Okay. What else you got?
I want to talk about Halloween. Well, since you brought it up. So, yeah, tonight can be a very, very, very scary night for our pets because costumes are something that freaks a lot of animals out. They don't quite understand what's going on. I mean, to be honest, sometimes I see some of these costumes and I'm not sure I understand what's going on.
You should have been to the Rocky Horror Show. Oh, my gosh.
I saw pictures, and that's a good example.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, there was this one guy. I didn't know he was a guy. But he was with his wife. I mean, they just really get into this, and it was really a lot of fun watching all this.
Yeah.
Yep.
So our dogs, and especially our dogs, they are going to be scared tonight, so please plan ahead for that. If you know your dogs are going to – my dogs freak out, so
come to the door?
We turn off our lights. Yeah, we don't have – as much as I would love to do it, and Tina would love to do it because we would love to have the kids come – it would just, our dogs would just be terrorized. And if we put them in the upstairs room or put them in another room, they would just go ballistic. So,
chew on the door.
But some people, you can do that. So make sure that your dogs are safe, because the last thing you want to have happen is your dogs get hurt or, you know, a kid get hurt because of it. Because that's their communication is, you know, they're going to bark, growl, and then bite. So make sure that they're safe. And also, you don't want any running off tonight. So make sure they don't get scared. If you're going to take them with you with the kids trick-or-treating, you know, just be careful with that. They could freak out. Make sure you've got a good leash on them and got a good hold of that leash too. And then also, you know, you mentioned this, but, you know, our kids like to share and they don't really think about it. So make sure that those sweet treats aren't shared with our pets, because although they're great for us, they taste great to us. They're not great for us, but they taste great to us. They taste great to our animals, but they are really bad for them. So make sure that you're watching that and make sure they're not getting any of those sweet treats. Even though your kids want to share, don't let them share. So please plan ahead tonight. Tonight can be a scary night for animals. So just think of them a little bit before you go out and have your fun.
Okay. Even though you gave out 177 dog, cats, and goats in October, you're still full.
We are. Yeah. So there's tons of things you can do, and I kind of talked about it earlier. Make sure that, you know, you're sharing. If you can share our Facebook, our YouTube links, all that stuff, with your friends and family, that would be great. When you are looking to add to your family, please think about, opting to adopt before you go shopping. Whether it's with us or a rescue or another shelter, there are other shelters in the area. That's fantastic, but I definitely encourage people to do that. And I will tell you that rescue dogs are the best dogs and rescue cats are the best cats, because they do know. And they are fantastic. There's nothing wrong with them. They just got a bad start. And honestly, behind every animal that ends up in our shelters, sadly, there's a human behind it, and that's the reason. Some of them are out of their control, and I get that, and some of them are completely under their control, and I don't get that, never will. But they're great animals, so please help with that. So you can help by just sharing and helping us network our animals, which is great. Also, lost and found, you know, look on that. If you see one that's lost, you're like, hey, I know that animal. That's my neighbor's dog, you know, or that's my neighbor's cat. Then call them, let them know, or let us know, and help us get in touch with them.
You see those, too. Have you seen this, you know, have you seen this dog or you seen this cat? And somebody had a photo of a dog walking down a trail that they hadn't seen for like 5 or 6 days and have just been out in the woods. And I don't know if they caught him or not, but people, it's like a member of their family's gone.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, if any of my dogs were missing, I'd be out until I found them, one way or the other, which, yeah, is every animal owner's fear, I think, especially when they are a part of your family like mine. So, also, volunteers, you know, we've got a great volunteer program, and our volunteers do so much. In fact, they did 2 events last week. Just the volunteers. They did 2 Halloween events, one in Reading, one in Anderson. And, you know, just our volunteers did it, and we can't thank them enough for doing that. Jenny did it with some other folks, and I really appreciate all of our volunteers. But our volunteer program is great. It's run by Cassie. She's our volunteer coordinator. It's really easy to get involved. You can just go to our webpage at havenhumane.org, go to the volunteer site or the page on there. And all you do is fill out an application, and then Cassie will get in touch with you about what the next steps are. And there are tons of opportunities. It's not just dog walking or cat socializing. Yes, a lot of people want to do that, and that's great. We have plenty of space for that. But there's also helping with events, with licensing, with classes for kids, with Camp Love a Pet. There's tons of opportunities. Helping in the hospital. There are tons of opportunities for our volunteers. So if you want to get involved with that, please do. We would love to get more volunteers, and it's a pretty easy process. So, again, just go to our website, havenhumane.org, fill out an application, and Cassie will be in touch about the next steps.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, when you adopt a pet, a dog, mm-hmm. are they chipped already?
Yes. Yes, when you adopt an animal from us, they are spayed, neutered, microchipped.
Not the cat.
Yes, cats too.
Cats too?
Current on vaccinations, and they come with like a starter bag of food. So we feed Science Diet Hills food to all of our animals. And so we give you a starter bag. I think it's 5 pounds, but don't quote me on that. I'm not sure. It might be 2, but I think it's 5 pounds of food. So you can, if you want to stay with that, that's great. But their animal's digestive system, it gets off when they eat different foods. So we give you that starter bag so that you can either stay on that, which is good food. That's why you feed it
or
to them.
Or gradually.
Or you can mix it half and half with whatever you're going to transition them to, and that helps them, helps their stomach transition a little bit easier.
Okay. Yeah. You've gotten pets back to families before they even knew they were gone because with the chipping program.
Oh, yeah. Microchips are so huge. You know, there's 2 things. Number one, dogs are required to be licensed, and the reason they're required to be licensed is because of the rabies vaccination. So that's one way they can track it from the state of California. But you're also required to have that license tag on your dog. If that's on there, great. Then we're going to call back. We're going to get the information on that license, and we're going to give you a call or swing by your house if we're in the neighborhood if our officers find the animal and try and return that animal. But collars do fall off. Collars get pulled off. My dog's collars get pulled off periodically when they're playing, so we understand that happens. Well, you can't pull off a microchip. So once they put that in there, it's going to stay in there. And so that microchip, you know, it's got a number, it goes back. As long as you keep that information updated, we call that microchip company and we can get that information and we can call you. So a lot of times our animals that we find, our animal control officers find, we're trying to contact people and get a hold of them so we can get them back to them before they ever end up in the shelter. And you'll notice on our Facebook, you talked about it earlier, our officers also will post pictures of the dogs that they find out in the field, and they'll keep them out in the vehicle for a couple hours. So hopefully somebody notices them on Facebook and says, hey, that's my dog. We can return them before they ever come in, which is the best solution. So, yeah, we don't want more animals in the shelter, and we're trying to do everything we can to prevent that from happening.
Have you ever seen these UPS photo montages?
When
the dogs that come up to greet them, is that hilarious?
Yeah, it's awesome.
It is. I mean, here comes the UPS driver, and the dogs come running up. In some cases, it's pigs, deer, everything. They come up because this is a fun time for them. The UPS driver's got goodies, got treats for them, and they're in the van with them or greeting them. So
that was
pretty cute.
Our captain of animal control, Captain Katie Huff, and I do training with different agencies, especially like service workers, meter readers, social workers. A lot of those things, and we do training with them on how to interact with dogs to prevent getting bit. And one of the first things that I always talk about is how many of you carry treats. And I'm always, sometimes I'm surprised a lot of them do, but the ones that don't, I'm like, okay, that $5 bag of treats, it will be the best investment you've ever made because you are going to make so many friends. And that's what the UPS drivers have figured out. You know, they figured out that all I got to do is buy $5 worth of treats that are probably going to last me for a month, and every dog is going to be excited instead of having to deal with it, because that's really all they want, right? They want the attention. And all those dogs are doing is their job. I mean, they're protecting their home. And in their mind, that's what they're doing, because they don't know what the UPS guy's there for.
And, you know, you're seeing them being introduced. Okay, this is our new puppy. So we're introducing them to the UPS guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, they're just really great photos.
Yeah, and those positive interactions, no matter what it is, whether it's a treat or whether it's a scratch behind the ears, you know, throwing a ball for them. Those positive interactions go so far with that relationship building with animals.
Yeah.
Whether you're the owner or whether you're the UPS driver, it doesn't matter. But and they remember that, and they remember that forever. So anytime you can have a positive interaction with an animal like that, it's a good thing for everybody.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
As a way to pay our respects and show gratitude to all the men and women who have served our country, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to invite you to join us for our Veterans Day special on Saturday, November 11th. Come in, relax, and let us serve you. Present your military ID and enjoy a free two-egg starter breakfast in Creekside and a free prime rib dinner in Seasons. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a savory finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to nanowrimo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Welcome back to the last segment here in Free Fire Radio at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's Halloween, which explains Mark's story, my guest wearing the mask this morning. It's as good as it gets. You know, you show up with a goatee some days a beard, you know.
That's literally all I've showed up with is either a goatee or a beard.
I have never seen you clean shaven.
No, you probably won't.
Probably won't. Hey, I want to remind everybody about the 30th annual Shasta Lake Lions Veterans Day Parade. This Saturday, it starts at 10 a.m. However, if you get there early, say around 8-ish, you can go down to the Shasta Lake Firefighters Association at the fire station there and get a pancake breakfast, eggs, pancakes, sausage, coffee, milk. Afterwards, there's a luncheon at the American Legion Post, 7:20. There's no entry fee for the parade. Get there. If you're not going to have breakfast, get there, say, around 9:30-ish. Yeah, because there's that whole road is open. There's plenty of places to park and go out and support. There's well over 100 entries this year.
It's a big parade. Oh, it's a lot bigger than people think. It's a great, great event.
It is the largest parade north of, I think, Fresno.
Yeah.
Think about that. And it's right here in the city of Shasta Lake. The other thing is on November 9th, they're having a fundraiser, live auction, raffle at the Anderson VFW for the Shasta County Gun Owners and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. Mixer at 4, no host bar, dinner at 6, master of ceremonies, supervisor Chris Kelstrom, catered by the Rocking Pea Barbecue. They've got all types of auction items. Tickets are $40 each, table for $300, including $200 in raffle tickets. Tickets can be purchased at Rejuvenate Pools and Spas on Westside Road in Jones Fork. So, there you go. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we've covered a lot of stuff, but the one I really like is your Roundup app.
Roundup app is pretty simple. You can go to our website for more information on that, but it is you can go to our donate page on our website. The Roundup app basically is an app that you put on your phone, so when you go buy stuff on your credit card, it just rounds to the nearest dollar. It's pretty cool. You can actually set your amount for monthly, so you put a cap on it, and then they give you, at the end of the year, they give you a donation, slip at the end of the year for your taxes. But I want to talk about Bark, Wine, and Brew because we haven't talked about Bark, Wine, and Brew at all. And it's not on my list here. But I do want to thank everybody for coming out to Bark, Wine, and Brew. It was a great year.
It was a huge success.
It was a success. It was a lot of fun. You know, we had John Pollmeyer was our presenting sponsor. John and Stacy Pollmeyer were our presenting sponsors from Edward Jones. So I want to thank them for all that. And then we had tons of great sponsors that came out.
Baron Browning was our MC, did a fantastic job. And DJ Jake Easy was our DJ, which was great. And Jake now
Jake's
has been part of
Jake's
our team.
Jake's a great guy.
He's been part of our team and our family for quite some time now. We really enjoy having him. And so we got him locked in again for next year, which is great. So, this year's theme was, Alice in Wonderland, and it was great. We had lots and lots of people do costumes and tables, and it was so much fun. If you haven't seen the pictures, go on our Facebook page and you can look for the pictures. Go down a little bit. It was, beginning of October, so you can see all the pictures of everybody that got dressed up. It was a lot of fun.
Next year,
we are doing superheroes and supervillains. So, it's definitely going to be a mix of people, which is great. But
how many do you think are going to be dressed up as Biden, and how many are going to be dressed up as Trump?
Probably none. Yeah. It should be superheroes and supervillains. And it is going to be a lot of fun because we had so many people get dressed up this year.
I have a costume. If you ask us to come back and MC again, I will wear that costume.
I mean, if we ask you to, of course we want you guys to come back.
But I've got this costume. I've worn it one time before, and it was a killer. So I'm going to do it again.
Yeah, I'm working on my costume already.
You just have to make sure I have pitchers of water at the table because I'm drinking copious amounts of water because this thing causes me to perspire like crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good selling point.
That's a good selling point right there. You can't tell. I mean, anyway, I have an idea how to help Empty Haven Humane.
Okay.
They're going to be giving out coats to children. And they give out over 200 coats to children.
What a great program.
It's a great program. We're going to talk about it more every day. At the same time, because they don't give the kids, you know, they bring up a couple of coats. You could bring up a couple of dogs or cats. Want a big one or a small one, take the coat, you get a dog.
Yeah, I don't think that's a great idea.
No?
No.
How about for the cats?
No, it's probably not a great idea. I think those folks that need the coats need to focus on that stuff.
Okay. All right. Just a thought.
Yeah.
No, they don't get a choice. I mean, it's either take a large one or a small one with the coat.
No.
Okay. All right.
But I do think that's a fantastic program, and I was listening to that.
I think it is. So, they gave out 200 coats last year. They're looking for 300 this year.
Yeah.
Think about that. How many kids that helped last year to go to school and are warm?
I mean, I think that's great. We're going into the toy drive season for the holidays, you know, and we'll be doing that at Haven.
We'll be doing it right here too. Yeah. We collected a bunch of toys last year.
Yeah, and we'll be working with the Salvation Army. We'll have our donation thing there. We'll be doing that here soon, and we'll be discounting adoptions with that as well. So,
okay, so give me your final thoughts, because I've got one more thing I want to talk about here.
My final thoughts on today, or?
Or just, you know, come down, adopt an animal.
Yeah, so.
The kitty nursery and all that.
Yeah, the kitty nursery is going to be shutting down here in the next month, for sure. We always shut down. We'll still be utilizing it, but just we won't be going around the clock.
Okay.
We are still having a few neonates come in, which is a little bit late in the season, but hopefully that stops.
The kitten season is over.
The kitten season normally is from about April till about now. It's been a little bit of a late season, so we may stay open just a little bit longer than normal. But we'll still utilize the facility, obviously. But we are full right now. This is the fullest I've seen it in a very long time. We've been full for quite some time now. It's definitely putting a burden on my team, so I want to thank all of our team because they are absolutely amazing. Day in and day out, they never cease to amaze me with their dedication, their love for the animals, their compassion for the animals, and the ability to work as a team and get through tough times, because there have been some pretty difficult times for our team. So I want to thank them first and foremost. And I want to thank this community and all the supporters, because we couldn't do it without you. I've said it before, and I'll say it many, many times in the future, but it takes a village, and it truly, truly does take a village to help us get through this. We can't do this by ourselves, and we're very fortunate to be living in this community that gets on board with things like Haven Humane Society, coats for the kids, toys for the kids during the holidays. I mean,
it's a very giving community.
This is a very giving community, and we're very fortunate to be a part of it.
Cool. I like that. Okay, the last thing I was going to talk about today at 9 o'clock, the supervisors or board of supervisors meeting, and one of the things they're going to talk about is a 65% raise for themselves. The odds here in the chat room, when it says, what's the odds? Two, four, three against supervisor raises today. I said, nope, I think it's going to be 5-0 against. Then I thought about it, it could be 4-1. And so they're taking the 4-1 bets. I think one will vote for it. I think Mary might vote for it for one reason. She's not running again. And she said, you know, it may be is that, hey, they need raises. Now, if they said they wanted like a 10% raise or 15% raise, that's one thing. But 65% plus.